And that's fine. Alan knew that the melon that Mike and Jaylene wrote us about was a cantaloupe. Jim in Crafton Heights gave the clue Italian dessert. I had one of these yesterday, a cannoli. Trish knew cantaloupe, as did Gail. And I think that gets us up to date. Russ also said that any answer to Murphy Brown could be canceled. Canceled. That's probably true. Thanks for playing along. If you ever have an idea for a game, we'd love to hear from you. Just send it to us. Broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Paper that will certify the date of your birth, and the day you die they sign another just to prove you've gone back to the earth. And between those two pieces of paper there is the truth that is so hard to find, and the story of your life is written. You must read in between the lines. Now when you're young, you think it don't matter if you leave before you look. But those old folks are wiser and sadder from the chances that they took. Now when your chance comes along, you must take it. Just be careful. And the chances are good you will make it if you can read in between the lines. And when someone tells you they love you and no one has ever loved you more, it is wise to stop and consider how many times they might have said that before.
is Steve Goodman at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Between the Lines, the name of the song. What a fun morning it's been so far. Thank you for being part of it. And our Youth Express Hour is about to begin in just a few moments. Little bit of housekeeping items. Bob and Donna and Aetna had one last clue for us, looking for words that begin with C-A-N. They simply sent a one-word email that said, Tweety. And it took me a minute, but they confirmed that I had the right answer, which is canary.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Here's hoping you'll stick around. We have a writer that is going to join us in about half an hour to share some original writing. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have an improvisational banjo player named Enzo Chiodi, who is amazing. He'll perform live in our studios. And right now, from City Charter High School, we have four students who have taken part in a program at Carnegie Mellon University called LEAP. LEAP is an acronym for Leadership, Excellence, Access, and Persistence. And we're going to talk a bit about what they did this past summer. Before we do, though, I'm going to ask that each introduce themselves. And if you happen to have any shout-outs, this is a good time to do it. If not, that's fine, too. But why don't we just go from right to left and folks can get to know who's in the room.
Hi, my name is Tamara.
Hi, my name is Tatiana. I'm 17 and I go to City Charter High School, and I specialize mostly in poetry.
Hello, my name is Jacquees. A big shout out to my mother who's listening right now.
Hi, my name is Tejor Hopkins. I'm 17 years old, and shout out to Sarah for giving me the opportunity to be a part of LEAP in September of 2024. Yeah.
Who can tell me a bit about what LEAP is all about, how it works, and just what you kind of got out of it? I know there's no right answer, but can one of you sort of tell me about the program?
At the start of LEAP, we were told that we would be learning a lot about art and activism and how they both play roles and how media gets pushed today. And I feel like throughout the whole program, we really learn different art forms besides just painting on a board or graffiti. We learned about like people using their voices, people using creative writing, and people using like restaurants and like their heritage to convey activism in different ways.
It's interesting to think that art can move people to action. I suppose art has always moved people emotionally. Did you mentioned that you like poetry. Did you learn about new ways to use art that you hadn't considered before?
Yeah, actually, I'm a type of person where I really like to express myself through my words and actions. I'm not really a very artistic person with like drawing and such, but I did see that some people were making like restaurants that were conveying like places that were like enemies to the U.S., and they were like sharing their heritage and allowing people around Pittsburgh to come together, who had that heritage, to like come out of the dark so that they don't have to be like shadowed in this community. And I realized that I really like that, like, it's not something that's traditional art that you would think of, but it's like, it's truly like activism in itself. And since it like makes such like a powerful message, I really enjoyed that. Like, I really was moved by it, and I really wanted to do it myself.
When you say making a restaurant, do you mean an actual restaurant that you're outing or identifying, or something else?
No, like, actually, there was two instances. One was they allowed people to actually go on their own their own radio show on stage, as they were, like, eating breakfast and stuff. And it was, like, allowing, like, people in the community to get a voice. And then there was also one where they, it was in Oakland. It was, like, a little restaurant, but, like, it was, like, you sit outside and stuff. And, like, I know that they had Palestinian cuisine, and it was like to bring light to the Palestinian community inside of Pittsburgh. And it was like places that you can actually go and eat. And some people might not know that it's art, but it was activism in itself. And they were like donating and such and all that.
Interesting. Thank you for clarifying. Anybody else want to talk about their interaction with the program? You can jump right in.
Yes, I think I went into the program with a very stubborn mindset. Like, I knew we would have to do art and be creative, but I wasn't a very creative person at all either. Like Tatiana, I'm a writer. I'm very, like, I love poetry. I'm very poetic with my words and everything. And I didn't know, like, I'm not a drawer. I don't paint. I don't, like, none of that. But in LEAP, you have to try, you have to do the task at hand. And I think it really helped me understand who I am. It really helped me understand, like, Kent is not in my vocabulary. Like, at the end of the day, I have to do what I need to do to get stuff done. And I have to prove to people that I can be bigger than, I can't be stuck in a box, and I can't be limited to who I think I am. And I have to come out my shell, and I have to, like, go above and beyond to do certain stuff and to show that I can do other stuff than what I can limit myself to. So
is there something you did with LEAP during the summer that you were especially either proud of, or that your own grit got you to the end of, that, you know, makes you feel good? And one reason I'm asking is I'm stubborn, too. In fact, I was talking to somebody just a few days ago about how we think of stubborn as a negative word.
Yeah.
I think it could be a very positive word. It means you can work through obstacles, and that you can be resilient. And that's why I was curious if you overcame a challenge.
No, it's just that I just think I just didn't. A lot of people, I think there were two or more people who didn't make it through the whole program. And I feel like the fact that I did, and the fact that I, like, there were moments where I didn't want to continue with the program. And I feel like I did make it through the whole program, and I want to do it again in my senior year. I'm proud of myself for that, and I want to do it again. I know everything that comes with it. I feel like I did good.
Tamara, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, throughout, like, the LEAP time, like, it was stated, like, it's definitely a creative program. And, like, every day we would do a creative piece or continue working on a creative piece that we started. And, like, throughout the program, like, I was like, creative, but, like, we was open to doing, like, more creative things. I found out other things that I'm also interested in throughout the program. Like, we did screen printing, and I realized, like, I really do want to get into law, and I do like the idea of, like, justice and stuff. And it is really nice to see how you grow from the beginning to the end, and I would also like to continue the program in my senior year.
How, if you can, do you keep track of your growth? Do you just know, or do you have any evidence of how you grew?
Yeah, throughout the program, we would always write down stuff, and we keep track, and that's how the program goes. We start with one thing, we end, and we do, like, reflections every single day. We would write in our notebooks, and we do warm-ups in our notebooks that are also open to being creative.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Jaquise, do you want to add anything about your experience?
So when I first got into the LEAP program, I was a little nervous and a little bit like jealous because I realized that we were going to do like arts and stuff, but I didn't think it was going to be like what we did. I thought we were going to just like draw and stuff, and I'm not a good drawer. My type of art is performance art, so I like to dance and I like theater and stuff like that. So when we went in, I was a little nervous, but then after we went through like the program, I was like, it's actually pretty nice, and I've also made some really personal connections from CMU. So
that's excellent. The drama school, if that's what you're thinking. So it's interesting. Each of you, I think, made a comment about not necessarily being artistic or liking to draw. Did I catch that correctly? Yes. So you were challenged to create visual art as part of this experience. I share that with you. I don't have much... I can write and express myself verbally, but I'm never comfortable drawing. How did you accomplish that?
Actually, I feel like a lot of people who did not actually like to draw and stuff that entered this program can relate. I feel like as the program went on, like, my whole, this was actually not intentional, but at the beginning of LEAP, I was very interested in Islam. And right now I'm Muslim, so with all my LEAP projects, you can see how I slowly converted to Islam. And I remember I did a self-portrait, and you had to, like, there was a bunch of things that you could do for it. Like, you could sculpt, you could draw, you could do poetry, but I chose to draw, which was not, like, it was not really something that I would choose, like, any other day. But I'm so proud that I did that because, like, I pushed myself out of the box, and you can really see by that self-portrait how I was really changing as a person, even, like, as my religion. And I feel like since the LEAP program is really teaching you art forms and ways of, like, activism and stuff, it really was, like, an open door for me to be able to express myself Islamically, even though, like, the religion, there's a lot of bias to it and a lot of stereotypes. And it was, like, for something that is so, that a lot of people need activism for, I was able to show that for myself, even unintentionally.
Any other thoughts? We'll go to Jacquees and then Tajur.
I feel like it was more like the support that I got from being in LEAP, because honestly, I used to really like compare my art to other people's art. Mind you, they've, like, drawn for years. I've never drawn a day in my life. So I used to, like, get down. I didn't want to do the project anymore, but Sarah and my mother, they would, like, talk to me about stuff, especially Sarah, because she would, like, see me just sitting there, and she would come and ask me, like, well, what if you add this or add that? Just little support from now and then.
Yeah, some people really have the skills to do that, right, to give you just enough, but not too much in terms of support, right? Just to give you what you particularly need. Tajur?
I think holding on to, like, okay, so throughout the whole process of LEAP, the whole goal was preparing for a big showcase at the end, like in the end of June. Well, May. It was May, right?
Yes.
May. It was May 31st.
30th.
Yeah. 30th, okay. So the whole goal was to prepare for our showcase. And I think the whole hope of, okay, at the showcase, you'll get to actually do what you want to do. You'll get to actually do what you know how to do, like your poetry. You'll get to do what you actually want to do. And just right now, you have to draw. Like, you have to do the test, and you have to do what you're being asked to do. And I think, like, watching everybody, like, cooperating and watching everybody team build, and there's people around you that are doing the same thing as you, I think that was helpful as well, that you're not the only one in it. You're not the only one being asked to do what you have to do. And there are many people, there's everyone your age around you, people that are here with you, your friends around you, doing the same thing as you. And at the showcase, y'all all get to show y'all own talents and do what y'all need to do to come together and make this whole thing a slam dunk, like.
I also feel like LEAP really allowed us to actually put our voices in the community. Like, of course, we were able to show our voices, like, in our art and showcase it to our school. But Sarah, she allowed us to get connections with people who have actual organizations in this world. Like, they're actual adults. Activism is what they do for a living. There's actual organizations that we were actually able to, like, meet. And it's like, for example, like, Tamara, she mentioned that she really liked, she, like, got into law with this. Like, she really wanted to get into law with this. I feel like this really opened doors for connection for us as well. Like, if she wants to go and meet, like, a lawyer, like, she doesn't have to go to a law firm. She can think of somebody who's into, like, activism, because the LEAP program has given us those connections.
Or maybe you could get involved with CASA San Jose, who has been doing a lot of work with immigrants who may be targeted unfairly, and they're providing support, including legal support, but other kinds of support. Have you thought about a career in law, do you think?
No, I do, like, watch, like, documentaries or, like, courtroom, like, stuff. Law is something I've, like, been interested in, but to my, like, abilities and what I'm good at, I don't think it is the best career path to go down for me, but it's something that, like, I'll still think about. It's just, like, I don't have the right tools, whether it's I'm nervous or anything like that.
Do you know what career path you're thinking about?
Performing arts and becoming, like, a musician and an artist.
How about the rest of you?
For me, I honestly really want to do something in education, but I want to go to school for Islamic studies so that I can open up a school that is more, like, Islamic-based, because I know in Pittsburgh I'm friends with, like, a lot of the community at City Charter High School that are Muslim. And the ones who have gone to an Islamic school, it's the same one. There's one Islamic school in Pittsburgh. And I just realized that there's really not a space for a lot of, like, Muslims in this city. And I really wanted to start it in, like, a country that it's, like, it's normal to have, like, an Islamic school there, and then be able to build it to the community where I grew up at.
I say, for me, it's performance arts, musical theater, and acting. I didn't really think I was going to be able to do it because, well, the stigmatism behind it, and I thought it was just a dream that I wouldn't be able to pursue. But after going through LEAP, I've kind of, like, realized that I can pursue that career path, at least, and do something that I want to enjoy.
That is a tremendous feeling, isn't it, to know that there are possibilities that didn't seem to be there beforehand. Thank you for sharing that.
For me, even as a little girl and even now, I've always known my purpose was helping people. And, you know, like, anything I can be doing, I've always known I should be helping anyone any way I can. And I've known that my purpose, I know how to use my words. I know how to talk to people. I know how to, whether it's poetry, anything, or just vocally helping someone with some support or communication. And I thought about psychiatry. I thought about therapy. And then I thought about the Army. But I know I want to go to college. And I thought about, then I thought about law. But I ended up deciding on behavioral analyst in the FBI. So I'm going to do the Army while I'm in college part-time, and I'm going to be a behavioral analyst in the FBI.
You guys have amazing plans, and though they could change between now and when you graduate, that's something I always like to emphasize. People's careers can go in all sorts of directions. It's amazing. It looks like you were going to add something.
That's what I like about LEAP most of all. I feel like, of course, like, it's a charter school, so the students that were around since ninth grade were with them in 12th grade as well. But with LEAP, it was like I got to meet these students, like, personally. Like, I knew them before, but, like, I didn't really know who they were. Like, I feel like meeting all these people, it allowed me to gain passions too. It's like I thought that I wanted to go through a certain path in my life. Like, when I first started LEAP, I wanted to be a lawyer. And then, like, it completely changed with how much influence I got. Like, with Tejor, with her saying that her purpose in life, she knew, was to help people, that really resonated with me. And, like, it really gets you thinking when you're in a space with so many like-minded students.
I also want to build off what Tatiana said. because like I feel like I've actually bonded with everyone who was in the LEAP program, especially these three right here. I never really like talked to anyone in the LEAP program at all. Like I would sit there for the first couple of days, and then, well, I started speaking to Tamara. I've already spoke to Tatiana, but I didn't speak to her personally until LEAP. And then Tejo, I knew her for a while, but I never spoke to her until we were in LEAP as well, and then we shared classes together. So I feel like that's another thing about LEAP. It just brought a group of kids together who probably had the same, like, mind.
Yeah, like, throughout LEAP, when we do our project, we would also, like, bounce ideas off each other, and we would go closer, and we would work on pieces together. Like, when I first started, I wanted to do something in law, but I realized, like, I want to do what, like, my skills are useful for, whether it's singing, and it let my passion for music grow even more than I end up doing a musical showcase with Jaquise at our school.
And that was another thing with projects and creativity. Like, it wasn't necessarily that we didn't want to do it or that we didn't have creative bones in our body. It was that we were bouncing ideas off each other and trying to figure out what we wanted to do. And it was, like indecisive ideas going around and, like, indecisive, like, mindsets happening for hours at a time. It was a lot.
It's something, the way your ideas can change as soon as you share them with other people. If you're just joining us, these students, Tejor, Tamara, Jaquise, and Tatiana, are all here representing Carnegie Mellon University's LEAP program. You can learn more at cmu.edu/LEAP. LEAP stands for Leadership, Excellence, Access, and Persistence. And I hope you're enjoying hearing them. A listener wrote to tell us that the restaurant in Oakland she thinks is Conflict Kitchen. I didn't realize they opened again, so I'm glad.
They did?
Oh, no. I at least she thinks that's the restaurant is Conflict Kitchen.
Yeah, it is Conflict Kitchen.
And also a listener wrote to say that stubborn, another word for that is tenacious, and that actually is another good way of putting it.
It's positive and negative connotation. It depends how you take it.
I totally agree with you. There's so much I want to ask you, but we're getting close to out of time. Is there anything any of you want to say, either about the program or about the world at large, that you haven't had space to say yet?
Please, everyone, follow your dreams. I promise you, you'll figure out a way to get there. It might take a while, and it might be like really annoying, but once you get there, it's like a really good breath of fresh air.
I feel like to the world, like, we think that we're just like one person, like we don't really have a say in this world. But with LEAP, like, I really realized that just a small bit of activism, or not even activism, just a small bit of you inside the world, like, it truly makes a difference. You might think just because you're one person, you're one vote, you're just like, it doesn't matter, like, you could go without doing it. But honestly, like, if everybody thought that in LEAP and one person left because they just thought that, like, they weren't needed because there's, like, 20 kids in here, we wouldn't have so many ideas. We wouldn't have changed our aspirations for our life. Like, truly, you do make a difference.
Anybody else?
I would just encourage people to do programs like LEAP or whatever you could do around, because it can open up connections to do what you want to do, and it can open up more ideas that you thought you never had and more skills that could be useful to you.
Also, take every opportunity that's offered to you, whether it's from your school, whether it's from a poster you see on the wall, whether you're walking past something outside or any adult in your life offers something to you, take every opportunity to better your future, anything. Take it as a young adult, as a teenager, as a student, anything, a middle schooler. Take it. Also, support the National Opera House. Please look into it. If you don't know what it is, support it.
Jaquise, your mom just wrote. It is refreshing to hear that LEAP has created this program to give us hope to Pittsburgh communities and then youth. P.S. I am Jaquise's mother. I'm glad you wrote. Thank you for doing so. If you had to describe LEAP's program in one word, I'll give you a minute to think. What word might you choose?
Empowerment.
Spontaneous.
It's hard to just choose one.
Inclusive.
They actually took all my words. But yeah, definitely heavy on the empowerment.
One more, empathy.
Ah, excellent. Thank you all for, I know there's a lot of places you can be on Saturday. Thank you for being here. I hope if it makes sense that you'll stop by our Youth Media Center during the school year. Short walk from City High. Our programs are all free. And we are all about self-expression, so there's a lot of opportunities to do that. Did anybody miss a thank you or acknowledgement they wanted to make?
Thank you to Sarah and for basically all of CMU, because without this program, I probably wouldn't have went into musical theater or wouldn't even think about it. So thank you.
And I'd also like to thank Sarah and also my family, because I feel like even though Sarah was a complete stranger to me when we first joined LEAP, she truly actually made a difference in me converting to Islam, and that's like the most important thing to me. I feel like she was so supportive about it. My family was so supportive about it, and it truly allowed me to have a good experience here.
Yeah, I also like to thank Sarah for giving me a lot of opportunities, whether it's being here or just at our final project, also being at CMU studio and recording and having experience into something I want to pursue in my life.
Without Sarah, after the passing of my father, I probably wouldn't have even been worried about what my purpose was. So I want to thank her for that and giving me the opportunity to be a part of LEAP. Again, thank you.
Thanks to you four for being with us, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. That's Oscar Peterson and Clark Terry. Oscar Peterson, the anniversary of his birth, I think, was just yesterday. Do you think I should check things like that before I say them? I do too. I'll fact check myself momentarily and get back to you. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Day is available at assemblepgh.org/makerday.
Good news! I still have a memory and a mind that works okay, Oscar Peterson. Not only was yesterday his birthday, it was his 100th anniversary of his birth. He was born in Montreal, lived to 82. In a moment, I am going to introduce you to a writer from Mount Lebanon. She's going to share a little bit of her work, and we will get a chance to learn more about her. That coming up shortly here at the Saturday Light Brigade. By the way, coming up at just after the top of the hour at 11 o'clock Eastern this morning, we have Enzo Chiodi, who is a banjo player, and I'm sure he's used to his backstory being told. I mean, he and his sibling played banjo together. They were child prodigies, starting at 8 years of age or so, and they toured the world playing banjo. That was a long time ago, and since that time, Enzo has gone to West Virginia University to study banjo. He now is playing a unique jazz improv style of music, very talented musician. And you'll get a chance to meet him in our next hour. Right now, we have Julia Antunes, who is here with us. She is going into 11th grade at Mount Lebanon High School. Tell me more about yourself. What kinds of things do you like to do?
Yeah, so hi, my name is Julia Antunes. I'm an incoming junior at Mount Lebanon High School this year. And obviously, I like writing, so I do a lot of poetry, I do a lot of essays. It's kind of my creative outlet. I think it's just a space to be human. I also really like art, so I do a lot of pottery. I do, you know, ink, I like acrylic paint. I also do a lot of reading, so I like to read about the world, I like novels, historical fiction. And yeah, you'll just always find me like traveling, exploring, learning. I really like to immerse myself in books and articles and videos and whatnot. So
it sounds like you're very curious.
Yes.
Is that a good way to describe
you? For sure.
Are you reading anything, well, either now or lately that's really fascinated you, a book you would recommend or
yeah,
that kind of opened your mind in a way that surprised you?
So it's not my most recent read, but a few months ago I read The Glass Castle. I love that book. It was really good. I think just the way she articulated her story, it just took me aback and made me think from, you know, a completely new perspective.
That's a great book.
It is.
Jeanette Walls?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, both my wife and I love that book.
Gosh.
Now, there's a movie, which
yeah, I have to watch that.
I don't think it does it justice. I don't want to bias you, but I preferred the book, which I read first. But it's a great book.
It's really good.
I'm glad. It's easy to forget what you've read, and that's a book I really liked. When did you discover your love for writing?
Yeah, so I think I used to be a really, really shy kid, meaning, you know, I had maybe 2 to 3 friends. I was always alone in the back of classrooms. Most people, when I would speak up, they would say, "Oh, wow, I've never heard you talk before." So I think writing was just my way to express myself. I feel like even though I didn't do the talking, I was always thinking, I was always writing. And then in seventh grade, my teacher introduced me to poetry. So Mr. Young at Jefferson Middle School, he had us do these series of like creative writing assignments. And one of them was to write a poem on, you know, just reflecting on the year, what it had held for us, how, you know, what had we become. And I remember just falling in love with it. I think poetry is a very human form of art. I think it really allows us to express, you know, human emotion and voice, and bypass the grammar and the structure that can so often confine that. And also, I just love the rhythm, the rhyme, the soul. Obviously, I'm biased, but I think those aspects are one that are offered by no other medium in the same intensity. So, yeah, that's kind of where it all started.
Do you share your poetry very often?
So I write a lot of it, sometimes notebooks, docs, all of that. But I never really read my poetry. I think the reading and the expression of poetry is new to me.
I partly ask because poetry slams have become, you know, a big thing here at SLB. We have an open mic night every Thursday. It'll start up again when school starts, and it's not uncommon for people to share poetry that way. We'd love to have you do it, but I'm just thinking in general, more and more people are doing it. And it's really interesting to hear the voice of the author delivering those words. Is there a poetry club at school or anything? I don't know if language arts has opportunities for you to create poetry, or I would imagine you have a unit or two and then you move on.
Yeah.
So is there anything happening in school that connects directly to poetry?
Yeah, so I think I'm really lucky. Our language arts department is so strong at our school. And so, you know, I'm very fortunate to be surrounded constantly by educators who are passionate and energized by what they do. And they lend me their time sometimes for editing and hearing me. So obviously that's much appreciated. But I think maybe the closest thing to a poetry club, we have a writing lab. And so there's a teacher there who we can come to and conference with and meet other students who are passionate about the same. So it's a really wonderful space to be in.
If you're just joining us, Julia Antoness is here. She is a rising junior at Mount Lebanon High School. And in a moment, she'll share a poem called I Am America, and we'll talk with her about that poem a bit after she shares it. You mentioned your seventh grade teacher. Is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge?
Yeah, for sure. I think first and foremost, my mom. She hears way too much poetry from me. I like to call her my favorite editor. So thank you, Mom, for all that you do. I think also just again, to my English teachers, you know, thank you for always making the time and the space and, you know, having the energy even after long days. And also to you guys, you know, for the platform you're providing for me. I love sharing a little piece of myself with you. So, you know, thank you for that, too.
Well, thanks. You haven't been here before.
I haven't,
okay.
No.
I usually No.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your seventh grade teacher. What's his name again?
Mr. Young.
And who are the other teachers?
Mr. Young, Miss Shine, Schmiller, probably, and then Miss McCracken.
And anybody we may have forgotten.
Yeah, anyone we may have forgotten.
But it's good to know and to mention those teachers, because there are likely people listening that had those same teachers and may have graduated already.
Yeah,
so tell me about the poem you're going to share.
Yeah, so my poem, it mainly focuses on identity and kind of the symbolic borders that separate us. And so it kind of goes to this idea that as humans, we're gifted experiences and backgrounds that shape our lives and in turn who we are. And so specifically, I explored the idea that our identities can be intersectional. You know, you can be multiple things at once, and you can belong to multiple places at once as well. And so I kind of drew from personal experience. My parents are both immigrants, and so, you know, my own identity as a daughter of immigrant parents and forging my own identity as, you know, Hispanic American. So, yeah, I think just sharing that cultural pride. Should I? Okay.
Yes, whenever you're ready, I'm going to get out of the way. This poem, and are you sharing it in its entirety?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. It's called I Am America by Julia Antonis.
I watched a pigeon die today, right on my balcony. They couldn't help because she wasn't native, because she was invasive. My mom bought me a necklace today, the one que las chicas blancas usan. She doesn't shame me for wanting to belong, but shame glitters in its fake emerald stone. I like to look at the pigeons on the beach, desperately in search of a cracker patronized by those who watch. She looks for survival in this land called America, but is tossed breadcrumbs that are too big to swallow. She slips her head to the side, her beak in the sand, and proclaims that this is her time. She can't grapple it into her beak before her eyes follow it to the ground. I woke up at 7:30 to the worst news since 2016. They're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. I get to stare at the American flag, that red, white, and blue, every day in homeroom. Sometimes I wish I didn't. It's the reckoning I didn't ask for. It's an attack on the 14th in the Constitution, the one that has my name underlined at all persons born, no longer. I looked in the mirror today and saw soft spirals of my hair digging at my iron, digging at my keratin treatment, at my border from those who don't want me here. It reminds me of that border, the one they want to build between me and my people. My current fixation is a Supreme Court case, Turner v. Williams. How could the mistakes of one become the mistakes of all? Why are 62.5 million of us more dangerous than the other 272.4? I looked in the mirror today and saw America, an unwavering nation of 334.9 million, made from stripes and shining stars, built on we, the people, and established by the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Sometimes divided by the race, the religion, the party, the love, the nationality, but we stand tall, and we stand strong, and we stand together. Despite being split into two, we are red and blue, not red denoted by an R, and then blue denoted by a D. We are the red and blue. No matter the race, the religion, the party, the love, the nationality. Today, I saw my flag, and it was like looking into a mirror. I am America.
That was simply incredible. Thank you for sharing it. Mike, in Brighton Heights, although he's probably in the car right now, just wrote simply two words, beautiful poetry.
Oh, and, thank you.
Have many people, well, many people have heard it now, but did you share that with many folks?
No, never out loud. That was actually my first go at it, so yeah.
Thank you. I'm quite honored because it's, well, it's timely, it's deeply personal, and it's really important and frankly very intimate, too. Certainly you've struggled with some of the things that you see and hear right now, or maybe not, I hate to say the word struggle, but I know how I feel about things, and I can only imagine what it must be like for you. Did some of our politics inspire you to create this piece?
Yeah, sure. I think it was a culmination of, you know, just what I read, people that influence me, my own experiences. But I also think it comes from my own identity. You know, I think growing up, I had this mentality that I can only be one thing, and so I am American. But I think more and more I'm realizing, again, our identities are intersectional. And so I'm exploring, you know, I am American and, right? I am American and Hispanic. I am American, you know, and a poet. I am American. And so I think it's kind of also me breaking free from, I think, the boxes people so often, you know, we often so often, like, confine people to. And so I think it was just, again, that phrase, you know, I'm American and.
I think that's really important. And intersectionality, and I think, is still a relatively fresh concept to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It certainly is to a lot of older people. We usually, many people, you know, I'm this, I'm that, but I'm not this or that. And people can be many different things. And in some cases, even change those identities throughout life. Not all of them are fixed. You know, you may be a poet primarily, but perhaps you become something different. So that's a really brave, brave share on your part. Thank you. I'm going to try to ask this question the right way. So you're standing out on the street. Maybe you're in Mount Lebanon. Maybe you're downtown, and you know you're waiting for a bus or just waiting for something. And an adult looks at you and draws conclusions based on your age, based on whatever he or she happens to see. What would you want an adult to know that, do you know what I mean? Adults size people up all the time and draw conclusions without sometimes actually interacting. So what would you want adults to know about somebody they see but maybe don't interact with? That makes sense?
Yeah, I think so. I would say that youth have power. I think we so often live in a society where youth are seen as immature or, you know, not yet capable of making change. But I think we live in a world now where that connection, those bridges between youth and adult, is more important than ever and also more present than ever. I think when we work together and we fuse wisdom and maturity and experience from the adult side with, you know, power and innovativity and creativity from the youth side, we, you know, we create better policy, we create better stories, we create a better future for ourselves. And so I think I would want them to know that, yeah, that youth are powerful and that, you know, we're ready and we're here to help with change.
Bruce, just read to say your poem brought tears to his eyes.
Thank you so much.
You shared it, and I'm sure he's not alone. Any advice for people your age who might not feel, you know what, for people of any age who might not have the positive outlook you seem to have?
Yeah, I think I would just say don't be scared to share your story. I have the strong belief that, you know, we're gifted a unique set of experiences and a unique voice, and we need to be compelled and empowered to use that. I think when we share our stories, we share understandings and, you know, a life that other people haven't lived. And so when we do that, we create a culture of empathy. We're creating spaces where, you know, we understand each other and where we're unified. And so I would say, you know, even to my seventh grade self, don't be scared to share. Don't be scared to be who you authentically are.
Thank you. Have you thought about what you want to do when you're out of high school?
A little bit. So I'm kind of a history nerd. I really like writing. And so I think I'd like to do like history and econ in college and then law. That's the dream for now. But yeah.
That's great. I did not like history very much.
Fair.
And it's because of the way it was taught. It's mostly memorizing. I
Absolutely.
Regret not studying history more. I tried to study it now to fill in some gaps. Julia and Tunis, thank you for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I didn't give you room to say?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Julia was honored by the Scholastic Writing Awards program. That doesn't surprise you, does it, as you listen? And I know more great things will come from her work. The Scholastic Art and Writing Awards program has been a partner with us for quite some time.
It's all about.
is a group called Shout Sister Shout with the song of the same name. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our player, our own player, ways you can listen to SLB using TuneIn, Streama, also Simple Radio and Radio Garden, and ways you can listen by phone at 631-359-8728. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to visit with banjo player extraordinaire Enzo Chiodi.